B'siyata Dishmaya, we're going to start Brachas Daf Beis, the very first Daf in Shas, and we should have Siyata Dishmaya to understand and learn right through to the last Daf in Shas. Says the Mishnah, Me'ei Mosai Koirin Es Shema Ba'arvin. What's the earliest time a person can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Krishma Shel Arvis? Says the Mishnah, Mishor She'Koyanim Nechnosim Lechol B'Trumoson. It's from the time that Koyanim eat their Truma, and we'll soon see that that means Tzeis HaKeichovim, Ad Tzeif HaShmoyer Rishoyna. Till the end of the first shift, we'll see in the Gemara that the night is split into either three shifts or four shifts, and the Chachomim, Divi Rebbe Eliezer, the Rebbe Eliezer holds that one can say Krishma Shel Arvis from Tzeis HaKeichovim, which is the Shor Shekoyanim Nechnosim Lechol B'Trumoson, until the end of the first shift. The Chachomim Oimrim Ad Chatzos. The Chachomim say that Be'etzem min ha-Torah, Krishma Shel Arvis can be said the whole night, till the morning. But in order that you should not overstep that time, you shouldn't by mistake miss that time, they said, make sure you say Krishma till Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel Oimir, Rabbi Gamliel says, Ad Shiyala Amud HaShachar, that he does not hold of this extra gzeira, and he says that you can say Krishma until the morning, like the original Do'iraisa, that Krishma Shelailo can be said all night. Ma'isa ubo bonov mi beis hamishte. The children of Rabbi Gamliel came home from Achasna, and they came home after Chatzos, and they had missed Krishma. Omru loy, loy korinu es shema. They said to Rabbi Gamliel, their father, we have not said Krishma yet. We know that you hold that we can say Krishma till the morning, but the halacha is like the Chachomim, and the Chachomim hold that you can only say Krishma till Chatzos. Who's the halacha like? Do the Chachomim also agree, like Rabbi Gamliel, that you can say it till the morning, just you should try and say it before Chatzos, but if you have an oinus like we did, then we can say it even after Chatzos? Or do the Chachomim make a hard rule that after Chatzos you cannot say Krishma anymore? Om Alohem, Rabbi Gamliel says, Im loy ola amud ha-shachar, chayovin atem likreis, since it's still night, even according to the Chachomim, since you are onus, you did not intentionally miss the time of Chatzos, therefore you can and must still say Krishma. V'lo izu belvad, omru, elo kol ma she'omru chachomim at chatzos, mitzvos on al shi'a le'amud ha-shachar. All those mitzvahs that the Chachomim said until Chatzos, since they are mitzvahs that must and can be done at night, their main time is till the morning, and even the Chachomim agree that the Ikar Hazman is the whole night. Ad shi'a le'amud ha-shachar. A few examples of this. Hector chalovim ve'ivorim. Korbonis could only be shechted in the day. If, however, there was not enough time or space on the Mizbeach to put all the limbs of the korban oila, or the fats of all other korbonis onto the Mizbeach, there was a mitzvah to make sure they got onto the Mizbeach before the end of the night. And that mitzvah was till the morning, till alois ha-shachar, mitzvah son ha-shiyal amud ha-shachar. And Rashi even tells us that in this case of Hekter Chalovim Ve'ivorim, the Chachomim agree that one can do it till Alois HaShachar, and there's no Gezeira Bechlal on Chatzos. The Chatzos was only said on the other two cases in the Mishnah. Number one, Krishma. In order that we shouldn't delay it and lose the time of Krishma, the Chachomim said, say Krishma till Chatzos. And the next case, V'chol HaNecholim L'Yom Echod, those Korbonis that could be brought and eaten, and may only be eaten a day and the night, one day which is the day that korban was shechted and the following night, till when can they eat the korban? Mitzvoson al-shiyal amud ha-shachar, mi'ikar adin they can be eaten, and there's a mitzvah to eat them before amud ha-shachar, after that it becomes noisor, and if somebody eats it, it's chiyuv korus. Nonetheless, the Chachomim said, eat it before Chatzos. Why? Imkein lo ma'omru Chachomim at Chatzos. Why did the Chachomim say you should say Krishma or eat this korban before Chatzos if one's allowed to eat a me'ikar adin or say Krishma me'ikar adin till alois ha-shachar? K'dei l'harchik odo min ha-aveira, in order to make sure that a person shouldn't chas v'sholem misman Krishma or eat a korban after alois ha-shachar, which is a very serious aveira of korus. Says the Gemara, Tana Heicha Koi Diktoni Mei Mosai. The Mishnah starts with a question, Mei Mosai, when can you start saying Krishma? Where do we Bichral know that there is a mitzvah or chiyuv to say Krishma Shel Arvis? V'su, another question. Maishno de toni ba'arvis bereisha, lisni de shachris bereisha. We would have thought the day starts in the morning. Why does the Mishnah not first tell us the halachas of Krishma shel shachris, and only after that the halachas of Krishma shel arvis? Answers the Gemara, Tana akro koi. It's mefurush in the pasuk, dechsiv, b'shach b'cho uvkumecho. There's a pasuk, number one, that tells us there's a chiyuv to read Krishma. It says in the pasuk, and that's going on the mitzvah of Krishma, the zechiv of Krishma, b'shach b'chov kumecha. And the pasuk also first says b'shach b'cha, the time that you go to sleep, and only then of kumecha, the time you wake up. Since the pasuk first mentions the Krishma shel arvis before Krishma shel shachris, that's why our Mishnah does the same. V'achik toni, and our Mishnah is a continuation of that pasuk. Zman Krishma de Shchiva, the Krishma that we're doing to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Vushach Becho, Amos, what time is that? Says the Mishnah, Mishosh HaKoyanim Nechnosim Lechol B'Trumoson. It's from the time of Tzeis HaKichovim, which is the time the Koyanim are allowed to eat Truma, which we're going to discuss in the Gemara in a couple of minutes. V'Ibois Eima, another Teretz the Gemara says, why we first speak about Krishma shel Arvis before Krishma shel Shacharis. Yalif mi briyosei shel Olam. We learn it out from the Seder of the Olam, the creation of the world. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voiker Yoim Echod. First it says, Vayihi Erev, it was night, and then Vayihi Voiker, it was day. Since by my Sebereishis, night came before day, when discussing Krishma, we also first speak about Krishma shel Arvis, and only then Krishma shel Shacharis. Yehochi asks the Gemara, Sefer, in the next Mishnah, Diktoni, B'shachar Mevorich Shtayim Lefoneo, V'achas Le'achareo, U'ba'erev Mevorich Shtayim Lefoneo, or Shtayim Le'achareo. In the future Mishnah, we're going to discuss not the halachas of the same Krishma, but the halachas of the brochis that are said before and after Krishma Shel Arvis and Krishma Shel Shachris. And over there, the Mishnah discusses Krishma Shel Shachris before Krishma Shel Arvis. If we have Psukim telling us that Krishma Shel Arvis is first, why regarding the brachos does the Mishnah speak about Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris first? Listen, Shachris Bereisha, it should say the halachas of the brachos of Krishma Shel Arvis first. Answers the Gemara, Tana Posach Ba'Arvis. The Mishnah starts with Ma'ariv, as we discussed, with Krishma Shel Arvis. V'hod Toni Shachris, after discussing the Chiyuv of Krishma Shel Arvis, the Mishnah discusses the Chiyuv of Krishma Shel Shachris. Ad de koi b'shachris, once the Mishnah is already at Shachris, Pirish mili de Shachris, it discusses the other halachas of Krishma Shel Shachris, namely the brachas said before and after it. V'hadar parish mili de Arvis, and then the Mishnah goes back to Ma'ariv and discusses the brachas before and after Krishma Shel Arvis. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar. We mentioned in the Mishnah that the time that you can say Krishma Shel Arvis is Mishor Shakyanim Nichnosim Lechel Bitrumoson, from the time that Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma. Now the truth is, Kohanim can always eat Truma. What does it mean, Mishor Shakyanim Nichnosim Lechel Bitrumoson? The answer is, we're talking about a Kohen that was Tomei, and he had to become Tohir, and then he had to be Tovel in a mikveh during the day, and then wait for Herev Shemesh, for the day to come to an end, for the sun to set. Once the sun sets, and he's had Herev Shemesh, then he can eat Truma. Before Herev Shemesh, even after he went to the mikveh, he was not yet allowed to eat Truma. Mechti Koyanim Amos Ka'ochli Truma. So the Gemara says that, the Mishnah says that you can say Krishma from the time that Koyanim can eat Truma. What time is that? Mishas Tzeis HaKichovim, from Tzeis HaKichovim. Asks the Gemara, listen, Mishas Tzeis HaKichovim, why does the Mishnah just not tell us very straightforward? Me'emus HaKoyan Shmash Ba'arvin, from what time can you say Krishma Shel Arvis? From Tzeis HaKichovim, why bring in the halacha of the Koyanim? Says the Gemara, Milsav Agav Urchik Mashmeron, the Mishnah wanted to teach us another halacha. Koyanim Emus Ka'ochli Truma, when can Koyanim eat Truma? Mishas Tzeis HaKichovim, from Tzeis HaKichovim, V'hok Mashmeron, and there's an added chiddush here. Because some types of tumois, even after the Kohen goes to the mikveh in the day and waits for Herev Shemesh at night, there's an extra chiyuv that the next morning he has to bring a korban. And there are certain halachas and restrictions that the Kohen has before he brings that korban. And the Chiddush al-Mishnah wants to tell us is de kapara loy ma'akveh, that the fact that he has not yet brought his korban, which he can only do the next day, does not stop him from being able to eat truma from Tzitzah Kechovim after Herav Shemesh. Kedetanya, as we saw in the Braisa, that it says in the Pasuk, Uvoa Shemesh v'tohir v'achar yichal min ha-kodeshim, that Bias Shimshoi ma'akvosoi, Uvoa Shemesh means the sun sets. As soon as the sun sets, then he can eat truma. And the sun setting is ma'akav him melechel b'truma, all the time that the sun is not yet set, even after he's been to mikvah, he cannot eat truma. Ve'in kaparosi ma'akvosi melechel b'truma, but the fact that he has not yet brought his korban, which he will only bring the next day, does not stop him from being allowed to eat truma. And now the Gemara asks, umimai dahai uvoa shemesh bias shemesh v'hai v'tir tihir yoyma. You're based on a pasuk. The pasuk says uvoa shemesh v'tohir v'achar yoichal min hakodshim. And the Gemara just explained, uvoa shemesh means the sun sets, v'tohir means that Tohir Yoima is a lotion of the day has passed, like every Tahara is after the Tumah has passed. So when the day passes, it's called Tihir Yoima. Tihir means when something is cleared. When the day is cleared, it's finished, then the night starts and you can eat from the Tumah. So the Gemara says, how do you know that's Pshat in the Pasuk? Dilma, maybe, Bi'as Oiroi. It doesn't mean that the sun has set. Uvoa Shemesh might mean that the sun has risen, that the light has come forward, which is the next morning. Bi'as oyrehu. Umay v'tir, what does v'tir mean? Not that the day has cleared, it means toher gavra. It's an instruction. The day has arrived, the next day has arrived, and the gavra, the person, the kohen, is now going to bring his korban that he's mukhiv to bring, and only then he'll be able to eat truma. Not like it says in our Mishnah that the Kohanim can eat truma from Tzitzah Kechovim. Omar Rabbi Barav Shila, Imkein leimakrov yitar. If it was true that v'tir means that it's an instruction that the Kohen has to bring his korban the next morning, it would say v'yitar. My v'tar, why does it say that he became tohir as if it happened passively? It must mean tihir yema, that as soon as the sun set, the day has passed. Once the day has passed, the Kohen can bring, can eat truma, kadam rinchi, that's what people say, Erev Shemsha, when the sun sets, v'ad kiyoma, and then the day has passed. So this lotion of v'ad kiyoma, which is the passage of a day, is something which is attributed and associated to the sun setting, and that's why the posuk, when it says, uvoa shemesh v'toyer, it means that sunset and the day has passed, and the kohen can eat truma straight away. Continues the Gemara, b'marava hod rabbi barav shila lo yishmi elohu. In Marava, in the Beis HaMedrash, they did not hear this diuk of rabbi barav shila that is medayik, that it doesn't say vayitar, it says vatar. And from there we learned that it means the sun setting and not the sun rising. But in Marava they didn't have this diuk. Ubole mi boy, they asked a question. Hai uvoa shemesh, this pasuk of uvoa shemesh v'tohir, which the Brice is based on, what does it mean? Does it mean Bias Shimshoihu Umay v'toyer toyer yoima? Does it mean the sun setting and the day has passed, as we learn? Oidelma, or possibly Bias Oiroi? It means the raising of the light when the sun comes up the next morning. Umay v'toyer, what does the word v'toyer mean? It means toyer gavra. It will mean an instruction for the person, for the kohen, to bring his korban, and then he can eat truma. V'hador pashto lemi b'raisa. They brought a raya from the b'raisa. Midik toni b'braisa, since it says in the b'raisa, simen nadavro tzeisak echovim, that the time that our Mishnah, that says, mishosha kohenim nichnosim lechel b'truma, is tzeisak echovim, shema meno, it must mean, piyas shimshayhu, that uvoa shemesh means that the sun sets, Umayva toyer toyer yoima, toyer means that the day has passed, and already from Tzitzah Kechovim, a kohen can eat truma, and that must be pshat in the pasuk, because it's the pasuk that tells us that v'achar yoichal min hakodshim, he can eat truma after uvoa hashemesh v'toyer. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar, Misho she'akohenim nichnosim lechel b'trumoson. We saw in our Mishnah that the earliest time that one can say Krishma shel Arvis is Mishor she'akohenim nichnosim lechol b'trumoson, which is Tzeis HaKechovim. Uraminhu, we have another braisa that also discusses the same shaila, when can you say Krishma Shel Arvis, and seems to be saying a different time. And the Gemara wants to know, is there any reason to believe that the Mishnah and the braisa are arguing with each other? It says in the braisa, Me'emos ha'keren ha'shma ba'arvin, from what time can we say Krishma Shel Arvis? Mishe'oni nichnas lechil pitoy b'melech, from the time that was normal for the poor people to prepare themselves for eating the bread with salt. And Tosfos says it can't mean the time they were eating, because it's the time you have to say Krishma according to this Tana. It means the time where people were preparing the meal for the Oni. At Shah Sha'imid Lifter Mitoich Sudasi. And the Zman of Krishma Shel Arvis extends until the time that the poor person has finished eating his meal. Says the Gemara, Sefer Vade Pligamas Nisin. These last words of this Braisa that say that the Zman Krishma Shel Arvis is until the poor person finishes his meal is definitely contrary to our Mishnah that says either the whole night, or till Chatzos, or till the end of the first Mishmeres. The question is, Reisha Mileme Pligyamas Nisin, the beginning of the Braisa, that says that the first and earliest time you can say Krishma Shel Arvis is Mishosha Oni Nichnas Lechel Pitei B'melech. Is that Tzeisak Echovim, and then it's the same time as our Mishnah, or is it a different time? Says the Gemara, Loi, Oni V'Koyen Chad Shi'uruhu. At this point we have no reason to believe that the time that the Oni is eating his bread isn't exactly Tzeisak Echovim, and it's just a different way of defining Tzeisak Echovim, that the Mishnah speaks about Koyanim Nechnasim Lechel B'Trumason, and the Braisa says the time that the Oni is eating his bread, but they're both the same time, and the Zman of Krishma Shel Arvis starts from Tzeisak Echovim. Uraminu, the Gemara is now going to ask him a different braisa. We learnt in the second braisa, Me'emos Eimas Chilin Nikris Krishma Ba'arvis, when's the earliest time you can say Krishma Shel Arvis? Mishor Shebnei Odom Nichnosim Lechol Piton Ba'arvis Shabosis. From the time that people eat their Suda on Erev Shabbos. And this is obviously a little bit later than Tzeisak Echovim, Divrei Reb Meir. That's the opinion of Reb Meir. V'chachomim o'imlim nechachomim say, Mishor she'akeanim zakoin lechol b'trumason, from the time that the keanim eat the truma, which is Tzeisak Echovim. Simen l'davar Tzeisak Echovim. V'afal pi she'ein raya l'davar, even though we don't have a clear mefurish mekoyer that the day ends at Tzeisak Echovim and starts, and the night starts at Tzeisak Echovim, maybe the day ends at Shkia and the night starts at Shkia. Zeicher ledavar, however, there is a zeicher in the Psukim. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'anachnu oisim b'melocha, we were doing the melocha of building the Beis HaMikdash, V'chetzio machzikim b'ramochim, and half of them were holding spears, Me'alois HaShachar, from the time of Alois HaShachar, at Tzeisak Echovim. V'oimer, there's another Pasuk that says, V'hoyu lonu halaylom mishmor, at night we were guarding, v'hayoy melocha, the day hours were the hours that we were working. And the Gemara explains, my v'oimer, what's this second Pasuk adding? V'chi teima, are you going to suggest, m'chi arva shimsha laylo v'inhu d'mechashchi u'mekadmi? It could be that the day starts from Netzachama, not from Aloysa Shachar, and the day ends at Shkia, not at Tzeisak Echovim. Either Pasuk says that they were oisim memelocha me'alois hashachar tzeisak echovim. Yeah, that could be that since they were so enthusiastic about the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, even though the day started at Netz, they went earlier and started from alois hashachar. Even though the day ends at Shkia, they continued until tzeisak echovim. That's why we have the second Pasuk, a second Pasuk tells us that all the hours that we were working, from Alois HaShachar until Tzeisak Echovim, they are called Yoim. So we have a remez that the day starts at Alois HaShachar and finishes at Tzeisak Echovim. So that's a remez that the end of the day, the Herev Shemesh, is the beginning of the next day, and therefore the Kohen can eat Truma already from Tzeisak Echovim, and the mitzvahs of the Laila start from Tzeisak Echovim. And now the Gemara is going back to the Zman of Krishma Shel Shachris. Kosal Kodaitach, we assumed the Oni Ubnei Odom, the Shir of when an Oni is Nichnas Lechel Pitoi, which is mentioned in the previous Braisa, and the shiur of Bnei Odom Lechil Piton Be'erev Shabbos, which is Reb Meir in this brisa, chad shiurahu, we assumed it was the same shiur. Vi omrus, if you're going to say, like we said before, that Oni, the time then Oni is Nichnas Lechil Pitoi, the Kohen, and the time that Kohen can be Nichnas Lechil Trumoson, Chachiurahu, if it's the same Shia, then Chachomim Hainu Reb Meir, then the Chachomim that say Kohenim Lechil Bitrumoson, and Reb Meir that says Bnei Odom Lechil Piton Berav Shabbos, it's the same time. And if it's the same time, there's no Machlekas, the Braisa brings a Machlekas between them. Elo Shma Mino, it must be Oni Shiura Lechud, the Kohen Shiura Lechud. The time that the Oni is Nichnas Lechel Piton is not Tzeisah Kichovim. And then the Mishnah will be arguing with that first Braisa. Says the Gemara Loi, it could be Oni V'Koyen Chad Shi'urahu. Like we said before, the Oni Nichnas Lechel Pitoi is the same time as Tzeisah Kichovim, the time that Koyenim Nichnosim Lechel Chumoson. V'Oni U'Bnei Odom Lav Chad Shi'urahu. And the Chachomim in this second Braisa will say Tzeisah Kichovim Mishosh HaKoyenim Nichnosim Lechel Bitrumoson. That's one Shi'ur. And it's the same shiur as Oni. And the second, and Reb Meir holds that it's B'shosha B'nei Odom Lechol Piton, which is a little bit after that, as we said before, the people eat their Suda on Erev Shabbos a little bit after Tzeisah Kichovim. It's not the same shiur. Continues the Gemara. V'oni v'koyin chad shiurahu. You're still sticking with this fact that the time that Aniyim eat their breads every day is the same time that Kohenim are Nechnosim Lechel B'Trumosim, which is Tzeisah Kichovim, or Aminu. We have a third Braisa. In this third Braisa, we're going to have five Shittas, and it cannot be that any two of them are saying the same thing, because it's five arguing Shittas, five times. And let's see how that works. Me'imosai maschilin nikres Krishma ba'arvin. What's the earliest time you can say Krishma shel Arvis? So the first mandama says Mishor Shekidish Hayoim Ba'arve Shabosis. From Bein Hashmoshes, the beginning of Bein Hashmoshes, Divi Reb Eliezer. From the beginning of Bein Hashmoshes, it's already Sophic Laila, and therefore one has to be Machmir all Alochos of Shabbos, and that's the time that you can say Krishma Shel Arvis. Rabbi Yeshua Emir, Rabbi Yeshua says Mishor Shekianim Tuhorin Lechol B'Trumoson. From the time that Kohanim can eat Truma after becoming Tohir, and we've already discussed this is Tzeisah Kichovim. The third man to Omer of Meir Oimir, Mishosh HaKoyanim Toivlim Lechil Bitrumoson. If a Kohen was Tommy and he had to go to the mikveh, and he had to go to the mikveh before Bein Hashmoshes, this is even earlier than Reb Eliezer, and the time that you can say Krishma Shel Arvis, start saying Krishma Shel Arvis, is the time the Kohenim go to mikveh, which is Bechlal, before Bein Hashmoshes. Omer Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda asked Reb Meir, how can that be? They go to mikveh miba'id yoyim. Is it really possible that ubashach b'cha, which is the way the posuk tells us that one can start saying Krishma Shel Arvis, is in the day? And the Gemara is soon going to discuss how Reb Meir answered Reb Yehuda. Reb Chanina Omer, the fourth shitta in the brisa, Misha she'oni nichnas lechil pitoi b'melech. From the time that an oni is accustomed to eat his meal with his bread with salt. That's the time that people go to sleep. That's the time that you can say Krishma Shel Arvis. Reb Achoy v'omri lo Reb Acha, either Reb Achoy or Reb Acha Oimer, they said, this is the fifth shita in the Braisa, Mishor sheroiv b'nei Odom nichnosim lahosev, the time when regular people eat their meal in the evening. Now says the Gemara, vi omrus, if you're going to say that Oni, the time then Oni eats his meal, the Kohen, and the Kohen is Tohir to eat Truma, Chad Shi'ur Ho, is the same Shi'ur, Reb Chanina, Hainu Reb Yeshua, then Reb Chanina and Reb Yeshua are saying the same thing, and it can't be, because the Braisas bring them as two arguing Shittas. Elolav Shma Mino, it must be Shi'ura de Oni Lechud, V'Shi'ura de Koyin Lechud, Shma Mino, it's the final decision, it must be that the time that the Aniyim eat their meal is not Tzeisah Kichovim. It's either before Tzeisah Kichovim, or it's after Tzeisah Kichovim. Asks the Gemara, Hai Minayu Mu'ukhar, which one is later? Is Oni before Tzeisah Kichovim, before the time of the Kohanim eat Truma, or after? Says the Gemara, Mistabra de Oni Mu'ukhar. It's probable that the Oni is saying Krishma, is eating his meal after Tzeisah Kichovim. Di Omris de Oni Muktam, if you're going to say the Oni is before Tzeisah Kichovim, and it's not probable that there are so many Shi'urim of b'shach b'cha before teisak yichavim, says the Gemara, mistabra de oni m'ucher. It's probable that the shiur of the oni, the time that he eats his meal, is after teisak yichavim. Di amras de oni muktum. If you're going to say that the time the oni eats his meal is before teisak yichavim, Reb Chanina haynu Reb Eliezer. It's not probable that there's more than one shitta that says that you can say krishma shel Arvis before Teisak Yechovim. And Rabbi Eliezer already says it's from the time of Kiddush Hayom Be'erev Shabbos, which is Bein Hashmoshes. And if the time the Oni eats is also before Teisak Yechovim, that would be even earlier. And that's not Mistaber. So it must be the time of the Oni is after Teisak Yechovim. Elo lav shma mino, de Oni m'ucher shma mino. Continues the Gemara. Omar mar. Omar le Rabbi Yehuda, we saw in the Brayso that Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Meir, v'haloi k'ani mi'boid yoyim him toivlim. Kohenim, they toivel not only before Teisak Yechovim, even before Bein Hashmoshes. How can it be that the time of B'shach B'cha is in daytime? Shapir Koma Le Reb Yehuda Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda asked Reb Meir a good question. How does Reb Meir answer it? Says the Gemara, Reb Meir Hachi Koma. Reb Meir will answer as follows. Mi Sovras Da'anoa Bein Hashmoshes Ditchoko Amina Anoa Bein Hashmoshes Reb Yehsi Ko Amina Da'oma Reb Yehsi Bein Hashmoshes Keheref Ayin Ze nichnas v'ze yoitza v'yev shelamid olav. We know from other places in Shas that there are two shittas when is Bein Hashmoshes. The one shitta, the shitta of Rabbi Yehuda, is that it's the time it takes to walk half a mil, which is quite a few minutes before Teisak Yechovim starts Bein Hashmoshes, and they have to tevel even before that. And then Rabbi Yehuda asked, Leshitosa, he asked a very good question. It cannot be Uvashach B'choy so early. However, there's another shitta, that's the shitta of Rabbi Yehuda, that says that Bein Hashmoshes is a fraction of a second before Teisak Yechovim. It's not even possible to be able to determine when is the Bein Hashmoshes. It's Keheref Ayin, it's like the wink of an eye, the transition between day and night, and that transition is called Bein Hashmoshes. So Rabbi Yehuda says that my Bein Hashmoshes, Reb Meir answered Reb Yehuda that I, Reb Meir, hold like the Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi, that Bein Hashmoshes is just a second before Teisak Yechovim, and the Kohenim go to Mikveh just before that, before Rabbi Yosi's Bein Hashmoshes. And that's almost before Teisak Yechovim, a minute or two before Teisak Yechovim, and it's already possible to call that time Uvashach B'cho. Rabbi Yehuda asked this question because Rabbi Yehuda understood that Bein Hashmoshes is his own Bein Hashmoshes. And Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes is a long time before Teisak Yechovim, and it cannot be that you can say Krishma from the before that Bein Hashmoshes. Continues the Gemara. Kashya de Reb Meir ad Reb Meir. In one brisa we saw that Reb Meir holds that the time that Bnei Adam on Nichnosim Lechel Piton Be'erev Shabbos, and in the last brisa we saw that Reb Meir is the one that says Mishosha Keanim Toivlim. How can it be? It's a Syrian Reb Meir. Answers the Gemara, Trei Tanoi Elibud Reb Meir. There were two Tanoim that were arguing as to what Reb Meir holds. Continues the Gemara, Kashya Reb Eliezer Reb Eliezer. In this last brisa we saw that Reb Eliezer holds that the time that you can start saying Krishma is from Kiddush Hayom Be'erev Shabbos, which is Bein Hashmoshes. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah starts Me'imos Akeu Neshma Be'arvis Mishosh Akeunim Nechnosim Lechul Bitrumoson, which is Teisak Yechovim Ad Soifo Yishmeri Rishoino Div Reb Eliezer. That Reb Eliezer holds that you can start saying Krishma from Teisak Yechovim. It's a steer in Reb Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Trei Tanoi Elibud Reb Eliezer. It could be that it's a machlekas Tanoim as to what Reb Eliezer holds. V'yiboy Seima, another teretz, Rei Shulav Reb Eliezer hi. Reb Eliezer is only discussing the Seif Zman Krishma, Ad Seif Ashmor Rishayna. But the beginning of the Zman Krishma, that was nothing to do with Reb Eliezer. That was the Chachomim. So the Chachomim in our Mishnah would hold, like Reb Yeshua in this brisa, and Rabbi Yeshua holds Mishosh Hakeinim Nechnosim Lechel Bitrumosam, and Amit Shem tomorrow will carry on the next sugya on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines from the top.